Lance Rice and Nina Rossi are friends who met in very unusual circumstances. He is a recovering heroin addict, and she is the woman whose house he robbed. Addiction takes a great toll on every relationship. Rice may have found friendship and support in unlikely places, but he's lost them as well. From New England Public Radio, Karen Brown reports.
It's hard to imagine a less auspicious start to a friendship than the one between Lance Rice and Nina Rossi. In 2013, Rice was arrested for breaking into Rossi's home while strung out on heroin. He stole her iPod and some prescription pills. After Rice got out of jail, Rossi decided to reach out to him. At the time, he was deeply touched.
I'm so grateful there's people like Nina out there because the normal person would, you know, automatically hate somebody that did that to their home.
Well, I did hate you, Lance. We had your picture from the newspaper, you know, with FU written on it on the refrigerator and stuff because we felt violated.
And yet, Rossi, herself a recovering alcoholic, believed he had a good soul and just needed support. As he went in and out of rehab and jail, she became his character reference with the courts until Rice's public defender got him into a program that offered treatment instead of jail. The conditions were strict. Regular check-ins with a probation officer and a judge, near daily AA meetings, random drug screens.
The hardest thing was honestly keeping track of it all.
Nina Rossi paid for taxis to the courthouse, cooked for him, offered him odd jobs, all in the service of his sobriety. Here's what they told me last year for a previous NPR story.
Well, I think about, my God, what would happen if he started using again? That would be devastating.
And it would suck that I would probably lose her over something like that. That also probably does help me, you know, stay clean.
But it wasn't enough. A few months after that interview.
Last June, I had a relapse. It was around the time of my birthday.
Rice had moved in with friends who were still using heroin. Every day, he'd watch them get high.
It triggers something in you. You know, just even seeing people like on TV or something doing it can trigger you and set you off. And for a while I was able to hold on, but it did suck me back in.
Not with heroin. He takes an opioid blocker called Suboxone. He went on a cocaine binge. And predictably, he was caught through a urine screen. He went back to jail for a month. And while the judge decided to give him another chance in treatment, some relationships couldn't be fixed.
Hi.
Nina Rossi meets me in her art and jewelry shop in Turner's Falls. She hasn't spoken to Rice in months. She says a rift started to grow around the time of his relapse, which coincided with some changes in her life. She had a surge of personal expenses, her car transmission, her wedding. She had to stop giving him money.
I felt bad that we were in a situation where he was dependent on that very little bit that I could, you know, do.
Their weekly dinners ebbed, and then she heard about his cocaine binge, but not from him.
And I felt like, well, this is, you know, he didn't turn to me when he needed somebody and felt things were going downhill. And, well, maybe I'm not being very helpful at all if he relapsed.
What first appealed to her about Rice was that he owned up to his actions.
And when he faltered, it seemed that he was not willing to do that. Although he may just have been very embarrassed and ashamed of having messed up.
Me and Nina, you know, I thought that we had a different friendship than I guess we ended up having.
For his part, Rice felt harshly judged after his relapse.
And it just, the friendship kind of just fell apart. And I wish her the best, and that's about it.
He still appreciates how much Rossi helped him and that she forgave him for robbing her, something she does not regret.
It's a selfish thing, in a way, to forgive other people because it's the best thing for yourself. And if that's the only thing that comes out of this whole thing, well, it's fine. And maybe it's made a difference for Lance, having been forgiven.
Lance Rice.
Your Honor, Lance Rice interface.
In April, after 18 months of supervision, Lance Rice graduated from the drug court. On his last day, he faces the spectators in a Greenfield, Massachusetts courtroom and delivers a speech.
A few years ago, I was knocking on death's door and I didn't know how to get away from that. And
Nina Rossi didn't come to his graduation. He expected his grandparents, aunt, and cousins to show up, but they didn't. The only witnesses are two of Rice's friends, their toddler son, two other drug court defendants, and me.
This is very hard, and I know it's going to be hard for the rest of my life, but it's been worth every minute.
If Lance Rice can stick with recovery, his will be a rare success. In the past year, he says four of his friends died of heroin overdoses. This fall, Rice hopes to enroll in community college, a goal he missed last year. When Nina Rossi hears about his plan, she smiles.
Just hope he makes it and that now and then he'll send me a note saying he's doing well.
For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown in Western Massachusetts.